You might say it's what kind of...
Little noise.
All right. And if a little child is making a lot of noise, you might tell him to...
Shut up.
Or hush. Did you ever use...
Hmm?
Another way you might say that, other than shut up.
That's not as effective as it is to shut up.
Yeah, I was thinking of hush, though. Would you ever use that? We're about finished.
Huh?
I say we're about finished. There's just a few more here. If we can.
Well, go ahead. Let's wear them out.
Okay. But what might you say besides shut up to a child?
Well, you said hush.
All right.
Be quiet.
All right. And kids go down to the river or down to the lake and they go for a what?
Swim.
All right. And yesterday they what across the river?
They swam across.
All right. The river. Many times they have across the river.
Many times they have swum across the river.
Okay. And they get up on a rock and they what into the water?
They dive into
and,
the water.
Okay. And many times they have?
Dives. They have dived many times.
Okay.
I see those words are what you're working on.
That, right now, yeah. There are just a few of those. Now, if a boy goes down for the third time, you might say he did what?
He's going to drown. That's what you say.
All right. And yesterday he did. Yesterday, take did out. But you say, today he drowns. Yesterday he... Another boy in the same place.
Another boy drowned in the same place?
Yeah. In fact, three people this summer have.
Drowned, is that
true? Right. And a girl goes into church and gets down on her knees, you'd say she did what? She what down?
Knelt to pray.
All right. And say, I'm really tired. I think I'll what down for a while.
I think I'll leave back here.
All right. And, or would you say, I'll lay down for a while, or I'll lie down for a while?
I think I'll lay down and lie, too.
Okay. And he what in bed all day?
Huh?
He what in bed all day? He didn't get up, he just...
He lolled on the bed all day.
Yeah, you might say loll, but a form of lie or lay there. Say he lay in bed all day, or he lied in bed all day?
You're splitting hairs now.
Okay, I just wondered which you'd use, you know, if you were going to use the term.
You're splitting hairs on me, I wouldn't know.
All right. Ideas were going through your mind, you know, while you were asleep. You'd say, he had a dream last night. You'd say, did you have a dream last night? And you say, oh yes, I what all night long. I
dreamed.
Yeah.
I slept in Marble Hall.
Okay, and I... What early this morning? Up early this morning. You're asleep and you open.
I waked early.
All right. Again, please.
Hmm?
Say that again.
I waked early. This
all right. And to do this on the floor is to
stop them.
All right. And after a dance, a boy might say to a girl, "May I watch you home?"
May I escort you home?
All right. And you get on a rope and you get on a rope and you give it a.
A pull.
And you get behind
something.
And you get behind something that's stuck and you give that a...
A push.
All right. And you have a heavy suitcase that you have to get upstairs and you say, I want it upstairs.
I told it.
Okay, that's fine. And a little child's running around getting into all kinds of things and you say, don't what that. Don't... You'll burn yourself.
Don't meddle or something.
And don't... But putting your hand on it, you know, don't... Well, what am I doing right now to this table? I'm...
Don't know.
Just touching it.
Don't touch it. Oh,
sure,
yeah.
And if you wanted a knife from another room, you wanted someone to bring you, you know, to get a knife from the other room, you might say, please what me a knife.
Please bring me that.
Sure. And you throw a ball up in the air and you try to...
Catch it.
And then you might ask the question, who...
Toss the ball.
And then who...
Who caught the ball.
Right. And if someone's in a big hurry, say... Take your time, I'll what? Would you say I'll wait? Say I'll wait on you, or I'll wait for you?
Take your time, I'll wait on you, I'll wait on you.
Okay.
I'll wait for, it's just what's it, that question itself don't give you a clear.